And I'd like to have a season of angels ministry. I like to have a season of God's presence. I like to have a season without Satan. Amen. Where the glory of God, the presence of the Holy Ghost would be so real. Church, we need a season without Satan. And I believe we can have it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to preach a little different tonight. What I'm going to do, I want to read two scriptures, and I'm going to get into preaching. And throughout this sermon, what I'm going to do is and read some scriptures and preach a while, read some scriptures and preach a while until I get through. And you understand why I got this title at the end of my sermon. But I want you to turn right now. First of all, to the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, hallelujah, help us, Lord. Oh, I appreciate you. How many would like to have a season without Satan? Or you just feel a liberty in the Holy Ghost and feel freedom in the spirit? Aren't you tired? Don't you get tired of feeling like you're just so bound and you just want God to move and there be a liberty? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." I want you to notice the God of this world. It's referring to Lucifer, the devil. Can you say amen? Amen. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world. Then we look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. "Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." Amen. Again, when it says the prince of the power of the air, it's referring to satanic forces, the devil and demons, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. I'm going to preach tonight a season without Satan. We're going to pray and we'll start talking about Satan's influence for a moment. But let's lift our hands and ask the Lord to move and minister. Father, thank you, Lord, for what I already feel. God, I feel a confidence that you're wanting to minister to this congregation. Oh, I pray that you'd give this church, that you'd give individual lives a season of blessing, a season of joy, a season in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, the war that goes on in men and women's minds, emotional problems, and the stress of this day. But I pray victory tonight. Oh, I praise you. Hallelujah. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Praise a minute, church. Lift your hands and just worship the Lord for a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, breathe on us tonight, Jesus. We love you, Lord. You're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated if you want to. You've got to admit, in this world, especially right now, There's so much gross sin and wickedness all around us. It's evident that this is a world where we can see the prince of the power of the air. He's working. Satanic influences all around. Demon powers and the devil trying to destroy everyone that he can. And I know that I live farther north than you do here in Florida. All the news of the hurricanes and different things like that. And no doubt you felt some of the blunt here in Florida. But I thought there in Louisiana when the hurricane came and that lake and the levees broke and all that water rushed into that city, destroyed land, destroyed lives. That made so much news. But the truth is, there's another flood that's washed through the north, south, east, and west. The enemy, the Bible says, he can come in as a flood, like a flood. Amen. We have seen that. Wicked powers, demonic influences, satanic attacks have come into men and women's minds and crept into homes and trying to destroy lives. Amen. But just as the Bible says, he'll raise the standard. Thank God, I believe it's right, don't you? Hallelujah. I believe God's will is, amen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that he's wanting to show his power. I believe God's will is, amen, that God's wanting him to prove himself strong. Amen. What you need tonight, I heard, help me preach, Lord, the pastor and different ones was rejoicing and telling me about Tuesday night service, how folks got in, hadn't seen anything like it. I thought my mind just for a moment, I should just preach high, preach about the Holy Ghost, preach about good things. Amen. But a service like that, I still believe that there's men and women that'll still come through service that still need God to minister in areas of your life. No doubt there's somebody in the building. You need a season. You need a season with joy. You need a season with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need a season without Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to take my time, but this time I'm not in a hurry tonight. Ain't worried about dinner. Ain't worried about presents being opened. I got to preach to us. Amen. We need a season without Satan. Hallelujah. I mean, our churches in America, from Florida, Oklahoma, California, to Michigan, to Pennsylvania, our churches and individual lives, you've been attacked, but we can have a season without Satan, where the Bible said the angels of the Lord came and ministered unto Jesus, and Satan left him. I'll deal with it. But we need a season without Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me take my time now. Pressure. Pressure. You feeling it? Have you felt it? Pressure. Depression. Oppression. Rock bottom, low, emotional problems. People cry with no reason sometimes. And the fatigue, and sometimes there is reason. Finances and the husband ain't doing right. Amen. If there's a lazy husband in the building, don't tell me about him. Amen. Cause that precious wife to be a sitting duck for the devil to attack. Oh, amen. And women are the weaker vessels. They need strong men. Amen. A little different than the way I normally preach, but it's okay. They need strong men to be leaders and financial supporters. And amen, love that wife and children. When a man displays weakness, lazy, and won't work, your family, your children becomes a sitting duck for the devil to attack. Amen, we need men that will be strong men in that home to help that child and the wife in the home. Can you say amen? Read two places real quick. Amen. I'm not a smart man, but I know Revelation chapter 9 and Revelation chapter 12. I'm going to look at that, and I know when I look at this, it's talking about the first part of the tribulation period. I know all that. But there's something I want to point out and use as a principle tonight. And the Lord will help me. Revelation chapter 9 and verse 1. The Bible says, the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Now listen, the key of the bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. That's all I want to read at this moment. But I want you to notice there's a bottomless pit. And when that pit was opened, the Bible said, there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. Amen. Here you see from that pit something was vomited out upon the earth. Even more satanic influence in that day came out of that pit upon the earth. Satanic influence. No, it came out upon the earth. And so we see something coming up and out to the earth. And then I look in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, where the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. Now notice, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Then the Bible said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. Anytime you see the word woe in the Bible, it means something bad is getting ready to happen. He said here, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Amen. For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth he has but a short time. Amen. And so we see in Revelation chapter 9, from that bottomless pit, something came out upon the earth. Revelation chapter 12, something came down to the earth. That something was even more satanic pressure. Amen. In those beginning years of tribulation, I know what time I'm talking about, but for principle, if you will, there's going to be a pressure. Amen. These last days, I feel a pressure upon America, upon this world. Amen. Can you sense the depression in people's lives? Even in the house of God, there is something working on the minds, the emotions of men and women. Amen. The strain of the pressure in the home. I'm wanting to preach to you of people thinking about committing suicide, people thinking about quitting, people say, I can't make it, the struggle, the trial. But can I tell you what all this is? It's an attack of hell. It's an attack of Satan. And I believe that God is wanting to combat again the powers of darkness with revival. God is wanting to touch some lady's mind, some man's mind in this service, and let you know you can have a season without Satan. Lift your hands a minute. Oh, I feel the Lord. Jesus. 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 Praise Him, church. Ask the Lord right now to give you a season without Satan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Can I preach to you? Praise God. I told Brother Lamb,
Amen. There's some things I've had to deal with in the last few days. It was a strain on my mind. I felt attacked. And I felt this, what I'm preaching to you, begin to boil up. And I felt God begin to do me preach tonight. Amen. I believe everybody here, amen, can relate what I'm preaching on. Amen. For the pastor. Amen. For you working men. Amen. Making a move from Indiana. The adjustments. Amen. You right here with your family. And I could just go down the list. Amen. But God tonight is wanting you to know, amen, through all these pressures in life, there's still a season where he could come down and give you a season of salvation, a season of joy, and a season without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who am I preaching to? Why don't you reach out and grab this word and say, God, give me a season where I can feel the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you notice what I read to you? The Bible says, amen, having great wrath because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Amen, a short time. Get that in your mind. A short time. Amen. I know there's something right now that the enemy of my soul knows he has but a short time. But church, there's something we've got to also know. We've got a short time. Work while it's day. There's coming a day, a night where we can't work. That's why. Let's preach. Let's have revival. Let's ask folks to come. Let's pray. Let's believe God to give us revival in our souls. Ephesians 5:5. Praise God. Ephesians 5:5. I'm taking my time. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Amen. Redeeming the time, the days are evil. The Bible says walk circumspectly. Amen. How many, Brother Shelley, have you was in the military, right? Amen. Work circumspectly. Hey, I don't know what it would be to go through a jungle in some foreign land knowing there's snipers. But you know what that word walk circumspectly means? Is walk like a soldier. You got a gun in hand. I mean, you're walking low to the ground. And you're looking in front of you. You're looking to the right, the left, behind you. Amen. Because you're walking not as a fool. Amen. But you're walking wise. And that's why redeem the time, the days are evil. But walk circumspectly. Be careful now. Amen. We're living in a time where you could be attacked on any side at any time. Don't you get overconfident. Amen. Of who you are. Amen. Don't get overconfident. Amen. Because the way you was raised. Amen. You be careful. Because you never know when the devil's going to come in and attack. Hallelujah. But I know this. We need to redeem the time. The days are evil. I believe God is one to bless his people even today. Do you feel that? Amen. The next verse. Colossians 4:5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Praise God. I ain't got time to get into that. I wish it would fit right now. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Anybody ever criticize somebody in the church because you should have seen them how they acted at Walmart. You should have seen how they acted down at the red light. Amen. When somebody's driving too slow. Amen. You better walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Somebody's watching your life. Redeeming the time. Amen. I better get back on here. I'm going to start meddling if I don't. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Amen. The devil, he knows he has a short time. But church, at God's miracle mission, let's redeem the time. These next few days, weeks, and believe God for the greatest revival. Believe God for the greatest move of God in your life. You, that's battling some things in your life, and you need a season without saying, why don't you redeem the time and pray yourself through until God ministers your soul. I may not be able to pray the prayer of faith, but why don't you get in here, amen, and pray until you feel like God has come down and give you a season without Satan. Amen. I know you got to work. I know you got to do things. Why don't you redeem the time and say, God, let me lay aside this hour. Let me lay aside this meal. Let me say, lay aside this day until I get my season without Satan. I feel the Lord. Here's where I'm wanting to preach. I got to it. How many's ever said, Brother Scott, I need strength. Now, hey, I don't know what you're going through. Everybody right now might be doing the best you've ever done in your life. I don't think so. But I need strength. Spiritual strength. Spiritual strength. Here's the blessing of my soul. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me, if you will. Here's to help you. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. At this point, Jesus, he's ending, he's getting ready. His life is getting ready to be taken. His is his last night with his disciples. He had just finished what we call the Last Supper. He's getting ready to go to the garden to pray. You know about this, don't you? You know enough about what's the story. Some of you have heard it all your life. Amen. But he's getting ready to go through a trial. If you will, let me say it like that. The Bible said he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. Here's what he prayed. He's praying, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Being that Jesus was God, he knew. He already had an understanding that the disciples, they was going to leave and run and forsake him. He knew that Judas was going to betray him. He knew in front of him was going to be an illegal trial. He knew he was going to be scourged. He knew that he was going to be crucified. That's why the Bible says in verse 44, and being in agony, amen, to my knowledge, the only time the word agony is in the Bible, it's right here, referring to our Savior Jesus. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Amen. Here he is. Help me, Lord. He knows what's getting ready to take place. The agony that he's feeling. His sweat dropping to the ground. Great drops of blood. But I want you to notice, I skipped the verse on purpose. Amen. Before the Bible says he was in agony. Amen. See, there's a divine thing that happened. Amen. God the Father has seen what Jesus was going through. And the Bible said there appeared an angel unto him from heaven. What the Bible? Strengthening him. Strengthening him. Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, this divine man, amen, here he is. He's getting ready to go through some dark hours in his life, amen, before anything like that happened, amen, divinely, an angel came down and strengthened him, strengthened him. I need strength to evangelize. I need strength, amen, to preach to you. I need divine strength to make it, and so do you, if Jesus of that day needed strength to go through the things that he went through, how much more as we as men need that strength, need that touch, need that season without Satan. And I'm convinced if Jesus needed strength, and the Father saw it tonight in this building, amen, if you're here, Jesus, he's wanting to strengthen you to make it through your trial. Amen. I wish I could preach.
Come on, brother. You're doing pretty good.
Amen. Help me now. Praise God. Now listen. I'm not trying to show any weakness in the Lord Jesus Christ's life. That's not my intent. I've got an understanding of what happened. Jesus was God. He was the God-man. Amen. What that strength, it didn't strengthen the God side of Jesus. It's the man side of Jesus. Need to have strength. And tonight, we are men that need strength to make it through this life. Amen. Help me, Lord. Amen. Again, raise your hands. Ask the Lord to minister. I'm not through. I got a little more to preach to you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I came in last night visiting with Brother Lamb. I asked him some questions about the prophet Elijah. We talked about him for a moment. My mind was already on this message. Amen. But we know the story. He prayed fire down from heaven. Oh, that grand day he prayed for it to rain, and it rained. And then all of a sudden, Jezebel sent a word to Elijah. Amen. And said how he had slain the prophets of Baal. Jezebel sent a messenger, and Elisha said, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Amen. You see what happened. Amen. Something got to the man of God. I wish I could preach. Something got to Elijah. That great man that could pray fire down. That great man that could pray for it to rain and rain. Something got to Elijah. And if something got to this man of God, something can get to you as well. Something can bring you to depression. Something can bring you to discouragement. Something can get you to doubt. Am I saved? Am I right? Is this right? Something got to Elijah. It was Jezebel. But what's getting to you? What's bringing you down? What's discouraging you? I'd say tonight, why don't you believe God for victory and let God strengthen you in this time of trial? Amen. Something got to him. Amen. Jezebel threatened him. Amen. His servant with him. He took off running to the wilderness. Amen. His servant ran so far, but Elijah kept on going until he sat down underneath a juniper tree and started talking to God, requesting to die. Something got to him. Something get to you in this life. Somebody talk about you. Children, how about a brother or a sister? How about your parents? Anything ever get to you? I'm getting ready to preach to you. He got requesting to die. Amen. He went to sleep. That's what depressed people do. Don't you sleep on me. He went to sleep. But you know what happened? The angel woke him up. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to wake you up. An angel woke him up. Amen. Rise, eat. Came again the second time. Touched him and said, rise and eat. Amen. I mean, there's some water. And a fire burning, and he baked him a cake. Rise and eat and drink, if you will. And he did that. But the second time, Brother Lot, you know what happened? The angel said, rise, eat and drink. Amen. And because the journey is too great for thee. Hey, Brother Green, see, Elijah, he's getting ready to go 40 days into the wilderness. And he's just came through all this attack and something got to him. But I like this verse. He arose. Now everyone listen. He arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days, 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. And the Bible said he went in the strength of that meat. And tonight, what I'm praying, amen, we get strength for our journey. Just like Jesus, the Lord, angel came to and strengthened him. And he went through it because the strength of divine strength. And right here, Elijah, he got strength from another world. Amen. He went 40 days. And tonight, in this first start of revival, I like to see somebody get strength for your journey. You can make it. You can go through it. You can take it. You can go to heaven. You can be blessed. You can get help. You can have God come down and give you a season of joy, a season without Satan. Can you say amen? Amen. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Give me a little more. Two times. I believe, Brother Lot, there's probably more times we just don't see it recorded in the Bible where Jesus was attacked. Amen. But we see two times of great attacks upon the Lord's life by demonic powers and attacks, the mount of temptation. Also in the garden, you'll find especially one of the Psalms talking about the bulls of Bashan and all this spiritual attack of Satan to Jesus. In other words, in Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapter 4, and also Luke chapter 22, you'll find those both accounts at the beginning of the Lord's life and at the end of the Lord's ministry, you find Satan attacking him. And what I'm saying, there's going to be attacks from the beginning to the end. But on the authority of the Word of God, I believe we can have a season without Satan. I want to read Matthew chapter 4 and verse 10. The Bible said, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Notice this. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Synoptic Gospels, when you look at Luke chapter 4, the same thing. The Bible said, Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. That's what the Bible said. He departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Now listen to me as I'm getting ready to close this message. I feel like yesterday driving here and today praying for this night's service, I believe there is going to be somebody in the building that needs a season without Satan. Amen. Aren't you tired of being attacked? Aren't you tired of the devil trying to defeat you just like here on the Mount of Temptation? Amen. Jesus, he kept fighting back. He came back with the Word of God. And the Bible says, amen, that the angels came and ministered. And Luke said, and the devil left him for a season. I like to see such a move of God that we would feel the presence of God, but the devil would leave us where you could be blessed and you could be prayed through and God could help you in your trial and in your dilemmas. Lift your hands again. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Help me, Lord, to finish this now. Jesus. Jesus. Praise God. Sister, come to the piano. Amen. Hallelujah. Finish this, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Master. Jesus. Jesus. I want every head bowed a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, I want victory tonight. Hallelujah. A season without Satan right now. Right now. Go ahead and play. And I feel like I preached to somebody in this building. The Bible says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock. Are you overwhelmed right now? Like a flood? Is your mind being attacked? Right now, I feel like there's somebody here that needs special prayer. If you need the touch of the Lord, and if I've preached to you, and you need a season without Satan, amen, I'm challenging you. Won't you come forward? Won't you admit it and say, I'm tired of feeling this attack in my mind. I'm tired. I feel like I can't sleep at night. This world calls it anxiety attacks. A stressful day. Amen. There's a season, folks. Amen. There's one up here right now. Amen. That I want the church, ladies, the church family. This is a family. I appreciated what Sister Scott said. This is her family. But also, Brother Lamb and his family, they moved from Kentucky down to this way. And you are the family they've got. And we are a church family. Amen. Sister Lamb's wanting prayer. But I want the church family to come. We're going to anoint and we're going to believe. Amen. That there's going to be a joy. There's going to be a move of God, and she's going to fill a season. That she's going to have a season. Amen. Like the Bible says in John, where the pool was troubled, at a season of the year, the angel would come down. Let God give you a season tonight of healing, a season of joy, a season of peace. Pray, Brother Lamb. Let's pray, church. Plead the blood, God, for victory. God, peace of mind. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Sister Lamb. Lord, only you know, brother. And only you know, Jesus. Pray, church. I feel victory in the building. Amen. Hallelujah. A season without Satan. Like Goliath, he may defy the armies of Israel. Amen. Like our enemy, he may defy the church. Amen. But by the living God, I believe victory for the children of God. Pray until we feel that freedom, until we feel that season, until we feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. 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 Touch lives, Lord. Touch lives, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I want all you sisters, come closer. Keep praying, Sister Lamb. All you sisters, come closer. I just feel like... Hallelujah. Come, sisters. Sister Lamb. Have confidence in God. Have confidence in God. Amen. There's divine encouragement. There's divine strength. Father, let's pray again one more time. Let's lift our hands. Folks, let's keep our mind on the Lord tonight. This is no small problem, what I'm talking to you about tonight. Amen. I believe, I know good and well, there's other folks here that need a touch from the Lord. And while we're praying, oh, I believe there's somebody else come forward and say, Brother Fred, I need a touch. Amen. Young couples, young moms and dads in the building, if you're going through struggles, amen, I'm not saying there's sin. I just know that the enemy loves to attack your home and try to defeat you. Somebody else right now, amen, do you need a touch from the Lord? Hallelujah. Come quickly. Come quickly. Sister Green. Brother Green, come close wherever you're at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sisters, gather around. This is our church family praying one for another. Father, you know. God, I thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Oh, move, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. There's strength in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Yield yourself, church. Oh, there's victory in the building. Hallelujah. Satan leaveth, but the angels came and ministered. Heaven came and ministered. I feel heaven in the place tonight. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil. He'll flee. Angels, heaven, the Holy Ghost, Jesus, God the Father. Pray, church family. Pray, church family. Come on, sis. Come on, sis. Let's pray. There's power in prayer. We could touch him. We could touch him. He's a high priest. They could be touched. Help us pray. Come on, church, help us pray. Help us pray. It's a spiritual warfare.
The wind is
it's a spiritual warfare.
Again.
You've got to pray.
The wind is blowing again.
Hallelujah.
Just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the
no,
wind
church.
Is blowing again.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the wind is blowing again.
Pray.
Oh, just
help us
like
pray.
The day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the wind is blowing again.
Glory.
Oh, the wind is blowing again.
Glory.
And just like the day
Hallelujah.
Of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the
somebody
wind
else.
Is blowing again.
Come on.
And just like the day of
come, Brother Green. Come on, preachers.
The wind is blowing again.
Jesus.
Oh, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again.
Jesus.
And just
he
like
needs a healing
the day
in his body.
Of Pentecost, the wind
he needs
is
a touch in his body.
Again.
Healing,
oh,
Lord.
The wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. And just like the day of
God, touch his body.
Oh,
heal him, Lord. Let him feel that touch of heaven tonight. Glory. Overshadow him with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let healing virtue
would
flow. Touch him in a great measure tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, the wind
thank you, Lord. Somebody else want prayer.
Oh, the wind is blowing
Hallelujah.
Again. Oh, just like the day of Pentecost.
Sister Lot.
The wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing
Hallelujah.
Again.
Pray for him now.
Oh, the wind
pray
is blowing
now.
Again. Oh, just like the day
Jesus.
Of Pentecost.
Jesus.
The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing
Hallelujah.
Again.
Church family.
Oh,
we got a family
again.
Here. Pray
oh,
for Sister Lot.
Like
Ben, let's pray for Brother Lot. Gather around. Father, in the
oh,
name
the
of Jesus.
Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. I said the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, yes, the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. I said the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Oh, and just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. I said the wind is blowing again. Yes,
pray.
The wind is blowing again.
Pray until
again.
Victory comes.
Oh, and just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Oh, and just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. I said the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, and just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, and just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, and just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind.
Church family, keep praying. God's moving.
Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, and just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. I said the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again.
Sister Cindy.
Oh, it's just like
Sister Cindy, come over here.
Pentecost.
Sisters, y'all come right on. Follow around here. Let's pray for Sister Cindy. Brother Johnson, they need God to help them. Need a season without
sin.
Let's pray, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this good man. God, so faithful.
The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Thank God the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, yes, the wind is blowing again. Thank God the wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, yes, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, and just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just
pray,
like
church.
The day of Pentecost.
Oh, God.
The wind is
let's
blowing
not be in a hurry tonight.
Again.
Let's not be in a hurry. Jesus.
The wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. And it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. And it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again.
In his presence there's fullness of joy. Brother Lamb. Hallelujah. In his presence. There's fullness of joy. A season. Let's pray, church family. God's helping. In his presence, there's fullness of joy.
Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Well, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again.
Let's pray, church.
Yes, the wind
pray,
is
church.
Blowing again.
Father.
Oh, just like the day of
give her a
Pentecost.
Season.
The
give
wind
her a season,
is
Lord.
Again.
A season of
oh,
joy.
The wind is blowing
in your presence
again.
There's fullness of joy.
Yes, the wind is
Lord,
blowing again.
I know she's
oh,
has
it's
went
just
through a trial.
Like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Well, just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. And the wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is going again. Yes, the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. I said the wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. Well, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Oh, in the blood, oh, of the Lamb. free from this burden of sin. There's power in the blood, oh, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Oh, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in this precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, oh, power in the blood. Just come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Oh, of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in this precious blood of the Lamb. Thank God there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in this precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, oh, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in this precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in this precious blood of the Lamb. And would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, oh, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in this precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in this precious blood of the Lamb. Would you, Lord, evil a victory win? wonderful power in the blood. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Heaven, I'm gonna sing me a happy song. And we got
right to shout. Yes, we got a right to sing. Devil, you ain't got nothing, for we got everything. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Oh, you've had me down too long. And I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Well, they told me I couldn't live it.
Yeah.
They told me not to try.
No.
But I'm going to live for Jesus until the day I die. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Oh, you've had me down too long. Well, I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Oh, now we got a right to shout. And we got a right to sing. Devil, you ain't got nothing. Oh, we got everything. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Oh, you kept me bound too long. And I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Well, they told me I couldn't live it.
No.
They told me not to try.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to live for Jesus until the day I die. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Oh, you kept me bound too long. And I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Now listen to me, Satan. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. You walked on me long enough. Now I'm going to walk on you. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Oh, you had me bound way too long. Well, I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Oh, now we got a right to shout, and we got a right to sing. Devil, you ain't got nothing, for we got everything. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Oh, you kept me bound too long. I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Well, if you're one of God's children, and you're tired of being bowed down, say, get behind me, Satan. Well, I need some shouting ground. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Oh, you kept me bound way too long. And I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Oh, for we got a right to shout. And we got a right to sing. Devil, you ain't got nothing. For we got everything. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Oh, you kept me bound too long. But I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. They threw the Hebrew children into the burning fire.
Oh, yeah.
They came out with the victory.
Now,
oh,
Satan, you're a liar. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan.
Oh, you kept me bound way too long.
I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Now we got a right to shout. And we got a right to sing. Devil, you ain't got nothing. We got everything. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Had me bound way too long. I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. Now we got a right to shout, and we got a right to sing. Devil, you ain't got nothing, for we got everything. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Had me bound way too long. I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song. They put the prophet Daniel into the lion's den. They thought they'd stop his praying,
but it started all over again.
Well, I'm tired of you, Satan.
Oh, you've had me bound too long. Well, I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven, and I'm going to sing me a happy song. Oh, now
we got a right to shout, and we got a right to sing. Then you ain't got nothing, for we got everything. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan.
Oh, you've had me bound way too long.
I'm going to raise my hand towards heaven. I'm going to sing me a happy song.
Oh, now listen to me, Satan. Let me tell you what I'm going to do.
You walked on me long enough. Now I'm going to walk on you. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. Had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hand towards heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song.